Welcome to an all-new special interview in our series of interviews that we are doing with Rocky Mountain Power and WattSmart, telling you all about the fantastic opportunities that are coming to our area with tax rebates and heat pumps. We've got a lot to talk about, and we are once again pleased to be joined by Rocky Mountain Power and WattSmart Senior Program Services Manager, Chris Fleming. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Thanks, Colton. Happy to be here. Excited to chat more about heat pumps and the WattSmart program.
Absolutely. We're excited to learn more about it, but we are talking to each other on the 4th of July. So are you having a happy 4th?
I am. I'm excited. Looks like we're going to have some hot weather finally here in our region. So excited to get out there and play and have fun in the sun and make some memories.
Absolutely. Here too. Yeah, I've got family coming in from out of town, so we'll be having a great time. But as you said, yeah, now that summer has finally arrived, I think the heat has finally decided to kick in. And along those lines, how are things going with keeping our homes cool? What's new in that area?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we touched a little bit last time we spoke about heat pumps and how efficiently they can cool your home. And so I think that's another really good thing to keep in mind is if you've got an older air conditioner unit or, you know, maybe you, are using room air conditioners or evaporative cooling and you've really kind of hit that wall where you're like, you know, I think it's time I need to upgrade my air conditioning in my home. And right now is a perfect time to do it. So a little early in the season, we're just getting hot, but we have lots of great rebates around heat pumps that can do that work for you in your home and keep you efficient and save you some money as well.
Absolutely. I like how you said that we are just starting to get hot because we know the end of July, August, even the beginning of September, those can be brutal days. Does a heat pump do really well when we get those hot days all in a row?
They do actually. So I know it's a common misconception. We say heat pump and you think that that only heats, but the heat pump also takes over for your air conditioner. So it's kind of a two-in-one scenario or solution. And heat pumps do an excellent job of cooling. They are usually significantly more efficient than a traditional air conditioner. There are ratings that we talk about in the industry, and you can usually see 3, 4, 5, 6 points higher of efficiency on a heat pump than you would on a traditional central air conditioner. So they do a much better job and a more efficient job at cooling your home.
We're looking forward to the cool air in the summer. We get to those days we don't even want to leave our homes. But speaking of not leaving our homes, when those winter months come, we talked previously that heat pumps work by pulling the heat out of your home. What happens in the winter? Does a heat pump work well in the winter as well?
They do. And I think, it's a common misconception that heat pumps don't do a very good job in cold climates like where we live here in Utah, Wyoming, and Idaho. But as you can imagine with anything else, technology has changed over the years. And the heat pumps of 25 years ago are not the same heat pumps as today. So we're actually running a really cool campaign right now for heat pumps called Take a Modern Heat Pump for a Spin, where you can kind of learn about how efficiently a new modern heat pump can heat even in the cold winter months. You know, there are certain products and manufacturers in the market that can actually heat your home when it's in the teens outside, believe it or not. So it can still be really cold and still extract heat out of that outdoor air and put it inside your home. It's pretty amazing technology.
That really is. But it's like you said, it's critical out here because we do have super hot summers, but then we have brutally cold winters as well. So it's amazing that one device can work for us all year long and keep us comfortable.
Absolutely. And we have, you know, we do offer rebates on other types of heat pumps that we call dual fuel, which actually pair with your traditional gas furnace. So on those really, really cold winters where we get like maybe really heavy inversion in Utah or the really cold winds that we get in Idaho and Wyoming, that gas furnace is still there for backup, you know, when the heat pump actually can't do the work. And we're talking, you know, the sub-zero degree temperatures. You can imagine it's a little harder to pull heat out of the air, but, you know, believe it or not, there are systems out there that can still pull heat out of the air when it's negative 17. I know there are a few manufacturers that tout that. So pretty amazing.
So that is really amazing that I'm probably in other parts of the country, the heat pump could do everything. But yeah, with our extreme temperatures, it's nice that the heat pump can work with our existing equipment.
Correct. Yeah. I think in the more temperate climates, heat pumps have definitely done the work over the past several years of adoption. But here in the colder climates, you know, it's kind of taken a little bit longer because of the technology to catch up. But, you know, like we said, you know, they can be a whole home solution. But for peace of mind for customers, it makes sense to have that backup when it comes to the gas furnace, or even, you know, in scenarios where customers have, say, electric baseboard heating or some type of electric resistance heating in their home. A heat pump is definitely a solution, but you can still leave that electric resistance in place just in case we get like really, really sub-zero temperatures. You can have that backup so you're not freezing inside your home, right?
Very good. We hate to think about those cold temperatures coming, but it's nice to be prepared for them. I think that's going to be about it for today's interview, but we've learned a lot. We've learned that these pumps are set up for our situations, that they'll work with us. They'll work with our homes. Everything is made for our area. They know exactly what we need. So we want to once again thank Mr. Chris Fleming. He is, of course, the Rocky Mountain Power and Watt Smart Senior Program Services Manager for visiting with us again and continuing our education on everything going on with heat pumps and Rocky Mountain Power and Watt Smart. Thank you so much for joining us, Chris.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and everybody have a happy, safe, and fun 4th of July.
Absolutely. I second Chris on that. I hope everybody has a very happy and safe 4th of July. Check out rockymountainpower.com, wattsmarthomes.com, and find out how you can really upgrade and improve your home and your lives with everything that they can do for you. We will be talking with Chris again later in this month.